But right now, we are going to the phones where we are joined by Jerome O'Neill, here to talk about a community enrichment dinner coming up. Jerome, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, glad to. A big event here, the community enrichment dinner in Lima at the University of Northwest Ohio Events Center. And tell us about the enrichment dinner.
I can tell you guys, we have been blessed this year. I never would have imagined us being able to have a sellout when the enrichment dinner is designed in Lima, guys, just to show the blessings of how a community can come together, be enriched by each other's diversity, and respect the individualized diversity that we bring as a community and become stronger for it. So we have 500 people coming. We don't know how we're going to get everybody seated, but we think we can get everybody seated. But it's just been a blessing to be able to support the community and the diversity that Lima brings together when we have these dinners every year. This is our 10th dinner also.
Wow. And we've had an office in Lima now just for a few months. And
yep.
In the short time we've been there, I have been just so amazed that the unity I've seen, not only with the Christian community, but the community in general. That is very exciting.
And I'm excited because, well, our invocation is going to be twofold this year. We have one coming from the Lima Community Church, Pastor Brad Taylor, and then we have one coming from the Interfaith Ministry Church, Pastor Michael Lyons. We're starting right from the beginning of this year's dinner, showing how God truly lives with different religions and different churches coming together to support this year's dinner. So you're right. Lima has always had that spirit.
That's awesome. And this is a fundraiser for the Walter C. Potts Foundation and the Lima Memorial.
Yes, it is. We try to use funding for a number of things. One of them is to the Potts Center, which is an entrepreneur's, the spirit of creating businesses for those who need help. We use it for other support agencies also. We've given to community centers. We've given to universities. We've just tried to use the Community Enrichment Dinner as funds, particularly in the minority and underrepresented community, to show the community that, hey, although sometimes you may look at people different, sometimes people don't have a lot to give, but when everybody comes together and pools resources, then we can support each other. So that's what the dinner's always been about, blessing the community in a number of ways.
And do you have some special guest speaker?
Oh, yeah. We have Roland Martin coming in. If you've heard him speak before, he's sort of a national-known speaker, used to be on the news scene a lot. We have, it's Roland Martin. We have Archie Griffin coming in, and Archie's going to give a check to one of the local standout football players who used to play for Ohio State. We have the Lima Symphony, members of the Lima Symphony Orchestra, plan this year, which is going to be sort of a showcase to diversity initiative that the symphony is trying to do. So I can tell you guys, we've been blessed in so many ways with this year's dinner, and we're just looking forward to those who have had the opportunity to buy tickets, because you can't buy tickets at the box office, but those who were fortunate to get tickets, it's going to be a nice evening.
Now, again, it's sold out. Are there any other events coming up similar to this or with the same purpose in the near future?
You know, we're going to continue to, and thanks for asking, and certainly thank you for the station to support not only what it does in Lima in terms of its Christian voice, but stations like yours to help get the word out and help people see what we're trying to do is a blessing also. So we hope over time that we'll continue to have events like this. We've sponsored events throughout the year, but we certainly hope that in time that we'll have, I know we have a town hall meeting coming up, and again, we appreciate the support that you guys give the Lima community too, as you guys have been new to the area.
Oh, we're excited. We're excited. The general purpose, and if there's other people that want to get involved in other ways, what can they do?
Yes, and certainly we're kind of teaming up, and this dinner is sort of partnering with the Lima Chamber of Commerce, and they've always been supportive. We've kind of have a really good partnership with it, so if anybody wants to get a hold of what we're doing and be a part of how this whole movement, and sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day TV and the day-to-day news, and then you get that feeling of being depressed and everybody fighting each other and nobody getting along, and that divisive communication now has kind of evolved through our environment. What we're saying is that call the Chamber, ask for the Pot Center, ask for how you can become locally active in the Community Enrichment Committee, which is an ongoing committee. We just don't have this dinner and disband. We go through things throughout the year, and call in the local Chamber of Commerce, and don't make me repeat that phone number because I'm probably going to get it wrong. But you can look it up, ask for Jerome, ask for somebody at the Chamber, and say, you know what, I want to support spirit and the blessings of unity, the blessings of diversity and inclusion, and how we can help grow the Lima community, and how we can get involved in local endeavors that help those who need the help. That's all we're asking. And we appreciate any help and anybody who has a spirit in their heart to get involved.
All right, and is there a website that people can go for more information?
Yes, it is. And would you believe that I can remember that one? That's cedlima.com. Cedlima.com is where you can sign up to. You can go to the Chamber's website also in terms of finding us and how you can get involved at cedlima.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerome, for talking with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, guys.